Hi, is this Omkar Management?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. I was looking for Navin, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Navin. I'm the underwriter. I don't actually work directly with Stanley. I work with his boss. Do you have
Okay.
a pen handy? We can kind of go over your file. A few questions for you.
Let me hang on a second. Okay, go ahead.
It's 858-866-9102.
Okay.
My name's Ruben, and I think Patrick jumped the gun real quick, and he said you guys are approved. You're not. There's a few questions we have to issue an approval. I apologize about that. And I have a question. I have Rami Ben being the owner. What's your relationship to her?
Mother.
Is she available to speak, or are you handling everything?
I handle everything because she doesn't speak English fluently.
Okay. What's her native language?
Gujarati.
Okay. All right. You said Punjabi?
No, Gujarati.
What's Gujarati? What area is that
It's
from?
like India.
It's a Hindi dialect? Okay, gotcha. Cool. All right. So I just had a few basic questions for you, and I understand that you've done some loans with a company called Ascentium Capital in the past. Is that correct? And I guess the question I would want to find out right now and just kind of start the process is, I understand the equipment you're looking for is, well, I've got it right now, it's a prime power generator. And I want to understand how getting this equipment, how it kind of helps your business either make or save money.
Okay, first of all, we use natural gas to heat our water right now.
Okay.
So what we would be doing is take this natural gas and the turbines would, the heat exchange of the turbine would actually heat that water for us now.
Okay.
And we put it back into the same boiler. So the boilers in the rooms would, I mean, not in the rooms, but the boilers in the storage room will still be on. But what will happen is the water will travel through the turbines first, giving it hot water inside our boilers, and then keep rotating like that. And
Okay.
in that process, we're creating electric.
Okay.
So the whole hotel is not, is going to be off the grid.
Okay. And so I
So
guess how, go ahead.
we're using the hot water. We have to make hot water anyway, whether whether we use the turbine or whatever, because people need to take a shower.
Okay.
So now what we've done is instead of taking that gas, we're taking the gas through the turbine, throwing the water in the turbine, and then that in turn creates electric as well as hot water for us.
Navin, I'm having a small phone issue. Can I put you on hold for about 30 seconds to fix this, please?
Okay,
Thank you.
sure.
Navin, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
That's a million times better. So I guess what I want to understand is, regardless of whether, what you kind of do with this equipment, what I want to understand how is the cash flow. So how much will this equipment make or will save you by having this on a monthly basis? What's the motivation?
It would save us on the electric power itself. The Edison bill that we pay is about 65 to 70,000 a year.
Okay.
It would pay that off.
Pay that off. Okay. Is there any other added value by having the equipment as opposed to just the saving on electricity and having the asset on hand?
Basically, yeah, it's another way of creating the power there. And then if we ever have a blackout, this would in turn be the generator to keep the property lit up.
Okay. Well. Have you ever had a blackout like that?
Oh, yeah, we've had blackouts, especially, I mean, not lately because we haven't had too many thunderstorms and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, you know, when we do have the thunderstorms and all that, we're on a grid here, which is on Mountain View, I mean, one of the streets, and that's where the main power plant is for Edison.
Okay.
And once that gets it, we're you know, in problems. But all okay. we have at that time is, you know, those bug-eye lights to, I mean, those, the ones that switch off when there's no power, off battery.
Okay, okay. And
this was the whole hotel alive.
Okay. And the ones that you, the loans that you have with Essentium, what kind of equipment have you financed through them?
We've got the TVs.
A couple of what?
We've got the TVs from them. Okay. TVs for the rooms.
Okay.
And then we're putting a system together. It's a reuse system for the laundry room.
Okay.
And it's getting manufactured right now. So it's a reuse system to do laundry where we're going to be saving the water for the laundry itself, so we'll be using the water, you know, like 20 times before we throw it away.
And are you already making payments on that, a piece of those pieces of equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And how much equipment did you finance initially with them?
Don't have it in front of me, but just looking at it, it'd be 60, let's say the, I'd say about 135,000.
All right, 135,000. And I'm assuming that most of the loans you've done is what's called application only, which is they're not really looking at your tax returns and your profit and loss and balance sheet. They're just looking at your credit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I guess the other question I'd have you, by having this equipment, once you actually save on the electric bill, so essentially, from what I understand, this equipment, it basically, if you're paying every year you're paying about 84 grand, and that bill goes basically, it goes the way of the buffalo once you have this equipment, correct? Minus the payment you're making on it?
Yeah, so the ROI is roughly, you know, divide whatever the payments are on your behalf. That's the ROI on the system.
Okay, and did you have a budgeted payment in mind for this piece of equipment? Because I think it's a lot larger than your other order. So do you have a budgeted payment in mind, kind of a minimum?
Yeah, I had a budget of about 5,000 to 6,000 maximum.
Five to 6,000. Okay.
I didn't want to go above 6,000 too much, but if I could stay in the 5,000, it'd be a good buffer for me because I pay 7 to 8 closely to my Edison provider.
Okay.
But, you know, they come up with weird things, too. You know, they may come up and say, since you're saving so much this way, you still owe us money for, you know, X amount, some sort of a taxes or whatever they're doing.
Gotcha.
And, you know, that's happened to me on my solar, actually on my house. You know, okay. They come up with these weird things that no one knows about. And, you know, I don't know the laws on Edison, how they traffic their electric coming through. But they, you know, they come up with these numbers and they charge and you have to pay it.
Okay. So do you mind if I kind of give you my thoughts on the file?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So number one, is there a smaller generator that would help you out, or is this something where it's either this or nothing?
This is the smallest one.
Okay. So a smallest one. Okay, so there's bigger ones. So here's my basic concerns. I used to be on the sales side, so the way that I really would work with customers is just tell them the truth and give them information and let them make their decision. When it comes to financing, the credit here is very, very thin. There's very, very few accounts. And so we have a few ways to attack it. I guess the first question I'd ask you is this. Are you willing to sign? Can you throw yourself into the file on credit, or is it only going to be underneath your mom? Just so you know, our loans don't get reported to personal credit. They go in business credit. But do you have, like, strong personal credit? Because there's not a lot of history she has of current payments. All I really see is some credit card debt. That's about it. So would you be willing?
The thing with her, yeah, I don't mind doing it. But, I mean, the thing is, I use my – see, the reason behind all this is before there was other
partners involved, and that's what I explained to Patrick before.
Okay.
So in September of 2015, we purchased them out.
Okay. Were they signers? Were they signers on the Ascentium lease?
No, they weren't. No.
Okay.
No, they weren't on the Ascentium. They were just on this. We got it all afterwards. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So we were waiting. The thing was, we were waiting for that to happen because, you know, the franchise was pushing us to get the TVs. Now you're in a deal to close everything, you know, on the ownership.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to put anybody as a burden on afterwards, and they're not going to sign on a piece of paper if they're going to be out, you know, purchased out. So gotcha. We were running through that issue. That's why we did it afterwards.
Gotcha. Okay. So here's kind of my thought, and we'd like to get a relationship going with you, just so you know. I think the bigger focus on your transaction has nothing – credit's one of the issues, but it's really about just kind of giving you some feedback. So on these files, it's really about how can you access money? You know, that's, I think, kind of the million-dollar yeah. question. So
sure.
I think there's a huge marketplace, and I think, you know, if you ask me, I think getting some additional – getting some additional signers like yourself would really help get a larger approval. That would be something that would be helpful. Adding you as a co-signer, you're involved in the business. It makes sense to me. Here's the way that I'm going to kind of play this. So the equipment makes sense. The cash flow makes sense. The return on investment makes sense. I think if we add you as an additional signer, we can do something. But I'm going to give you kind of my thoughts on how you kind of piece this together. The unfortunate thing is you are talking about a significant amount of money, and it sounds, with the equipment you financed with Ascentium, have you financed anything else with any other outside companies, or is that your first time financing the equipment?
That's the first time we've ever done anything.
And did you work with a broker, or did you work with an outside, did you work with Ascentium directly?
Ascentium directly.
And do you do any banking with them, or how did they get in touch with you?
No, one of my friends knew them, or knew the person, and put me in contact and did it.
Gotcha. So let's bring this up. So it's a referral, that's a good thing. So when you look at I only have the 2014 tax return,
mm-hmm.
and there was some information missing, and I think there was kind of some back and forth, so I'm trying to figure this out. When we talk about a larger dollar amount, all we want to mm-hmm. figure out is, do the financials basically support the transaction to give the customer the payment they want? So I think Patrick was having some difficulty getting some information from you, or he was a little confused. So do you have a pen handy or no?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we'd want to know. Let's take a look at this. So, bear with me, I'm just opening these up.
Okay.
They're kind of saved in a wacky way.
They're not here right now. Okay, you called a while ago, right? I think, no, we don't need to help you. We have already with the merchant service. I know why you're calling. I'm not deaf, okay? I know why you're calling me. But I already need the account. I don't want to mess around with the other account. Okay? Yes, you guys, poor thing. Then you call me deaf, okay? Thank you for calling. Okay, bye.
Give me a second. I'm bringing this up.
No. I can't do that, okay? Please.
So here's what I'm going to do. For some reason, do you know the password on them? They're filed as password protected. So for some reason, I can't really get into this.
0192 is one of them.
All right, give me a second. And if you've got to go, we can always talk a little later. I'm just trying to figure this out real quick. Okay. Got that. So, I think I know what's going on. So, here's the thing. What we were asking for were the 2 year, we were asking for some information, and I think we're only getting, like, part of the returns. We're just getting income worksheets.
That's the reason why, I don't know about that, but the reason why 2015 was because of the partnership split.
Oh, I see this. No, I see it. It's just as another page. I see this. Okay. This makes sense. Bear with me. Yeah. Give me a second. All right. Okay. I got this. And she owns several hotels, correct?
No, she only owns this one right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
We're putting her through retirement now, you know?
I see J. Santoshi, M.A. Is that the hotel?
Yeah, that's her. So basically what it is J. Santoshi Ma was set up because of the other two partners in the transaction of Omkar.
Gotcha. I understand. Okay.
And they couldn't be tenants in common.
Gotcha. So the income that she received, running that as like a sole prop was $606,000. I see that. Because she's only getting one third of it, correct?
No, at that time she was getting 40%.
Which is probably, all right, yeah. I understand. All right, cool. So here, now I can understand what's going on. Let me give you my thoughts. Now I understand what's going on. So, and do you have that pen handy?
Yeah.
All right. I understand what Patrick's boss was doing now. He wasn't really explaining it to me, but this is kind of a phone call conversation. This happens a lot in our business. He doesn't want you. Sure.
Could you hold for a second?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So here's what's going on. I understand what Patrick's boss is doing now. Patrick doesn't want this to go into Patrick's boss doesn't want to go into some financials program. Here's the way it works. When you apply for equipment financing, once you go above 50, 100, or 150, depending on the program, everyone's going to ask you for your financials. And someone's asking you for something, and there's a hidden message. And the hidden message is, if you go above 150, you need to have good tax returns. You need to show profit. Yeah, they're not asking for asking's sake. They're saying, hey, we're going to what's called spread the financials, and we're going to see that the business can currently support a payment, assuming this equipment does nothing. Because when we get audited, we're going to say, hey, why did you get this deal approved? Okay, we got this loan approved for X. So what he was trying to do is he was trying to have this not go into financials program. The good thing is this hasn't officially gone in, so I don't have to consider the tax returns as part of the equation. Here's my thoughts for you. It's going to be, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm just trying to be blunt, it's going to be impossible to get you up to 250. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's going to be impossible to go for a large dollar amount based on tax returns. If we pursue the tax return avenue, it's extremely counterproductive. The returns won't justify it. This has to go into an application-only program, and so here are my thoughts for you. We have two programs that can help you. Have you? One is called a working capital loan. Have you ever heard of this product?
No.
All right. So a working capital loan is a product that is 100%, or not 100%, but about 95% revenue-based. It's really not credit-based, and it's definitely not tax return-based. And that's when you can leverage a ton of cash that some people can use to buy equipment, ton of cash to actually purchase equipment or do whatever you want with it based on your revenues. And the good thing is you could qualify up to 250 on this program, because it's about 10% to 15% of your gross sales. The holy challenge here is working capital loans, they're shorter term in nature. They're usually 6 to 18 month terms. And so the whole issue will be is that you have to show your payment, if you borrow $225 over say a 18 month period, your payment's it's not going to be $5,000 a month. It's going to be higher than what you expect.
Sure.
Now, there's another product called a hybrid program. And a hybrid program is when we basically put two, it's very common, you'll take two loans and you'll put them together. You'll qualify for the maximum amount of capital that you can on a long-term basis, say a 3, 4, or 5-year term. And then anything above that, you can borrow on working capital to split the difference. So basically, you're getting a blended payment. You're getting one payment for as much financing as your business can qualify for short-term debt over a, say, 60-month term, and then the remaining you're potentially financing with working capital, and the whole goal is to keep your payment at a comfort level. So here is kind of my thought. You can definitely qualify for the 250 on working capital, but if you do 250 over 18 months, I'm sure you get my drift that it's not going to be at a payment that would, it's going to be higher than what you're currently paying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, and this equipment is 225 or 250?
It's, we can, I think, you know, when we were spacing it out with Patrick, I think we should be able to even get it down tighter because, you know, at that time, Patrick came up with a number not being 100%. So I say we can get this thing for less than 225.
What number do you think you could be at?
If we stick at 225, it'd be good. I don't want to go to 250. I know we can beat that. So 225, the actual system is, you know, he told me originally it'd be 175. And then by the time we pull the permits and some sort of engineering, so that's why I kept it at 225.
Okay, so let me kind of walk you through, let me ask you another question. Do you have any, besides this equipment, do you have any needs where any additional cash could help your business?
Yeah, we can always, I mean, to do signage and other things, yeah, because the franchise is always kind of telling us to upgrade, you know what I mean?
How much does a sign cost for you?
Say about, I've actually paid half of it already, so.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I paid half of it already because we have the cash, so we might as well do it.
Not necessarily. I think the whole issue is making, the problem is, it's not a, you need, I think, and don't take it the wrong way, I think someone should jump in here and kind of tell you the whole issues with financing, so you get the best deal and you're able to run your business the most efficiently, instead of looking at a black or white scenario. So how much is the sign cost that you're looking for?
It's totally $60,000.
All right, and you're paying cash?
We paid $30,000 cash.
Okay.
Because they were going through the city phrases.
So I've got a better solution for you. So you've got certain assets that you're paying cash for, and you've got certain assets that you're trying to finance at a large dollar amounts. The goal, the problem is if you go above, like I said, 100, 150, it's very difficult. So here's what my thought process would be. I'm currently working to see how much we can potentially right now we don't have any approval for you for long-term financing. We only have approval for short-term financing. However, this would be my plan of attack. My plan of attack would be to do this. Number one, you finance $60,000. You're paying a sign for 60 grand. You should finance that because getting cash back is going to lower your monthly payment. If you've got 60 grand more in the bank versus a payment that's under 2 grand, that, you know, there's a huge value there because what I'm telling you is this. If you get an 18-month program for 225, I can just tell you what an unsecured loan would cost. So if you do 225, we could fund this tomorrow, but a $225,000 loan at 18 months for unsecured cash, it's going to run to you. Just hold on. Give me one second here. It would be running you on 225. It'd be running you 17 grand a month. So I think that's too high for your needs, and especially that product. This is about kind of backdating. So here's what would be my kind of thought process. The first thing is this. If you could, send the sign. When do you expect to get your sign delivered?
Maybe January sometime now.
Okay. Yeah, because I think right now what it might come down to is something that's not black or white, something in the middle. So we should definitely put together financing for the sign. We finance them all day rather than you paying cash up front. That really doesn't make sense, I think, and it'd help you out for cash flow. And the second time, let's just address the whole signer thing. I'm going to come back to you tomorrow and let you know what we can potentially do on long-term financing. I've obviously got to have a contemporary sign off. But with the credit history being what it is, your mom doesn't have bad credit. She just has very, very limited credit. By limited, I mean there's very few things on her credit that show what she's currently paying. And those Ascentium leases are pretty new, correct?
Yeah, about a year and a half old.
Okay, so they're not hugely paid down. And so my thought is this. If you are willing to add your signature to the file, and it sounds like you have good credit, it can only help you. I'm not saying it will be a determining factor, but Do you have that application that Patrick sent you?
Yeah, I'm responding, yeah.
What I'd like you to do is, on it, just add your information. Just, you know, we will pull your personal credit, but the loan won't go under your personal credit. It only goes under the business credit. I'd like to add you to the file, because if you own, like, a home or do you own a car, do you have current debt payments?
Yeah, we just paid off the house, and now...
No, but I'm saying on your personal credit, do you have current credit history? Does it show that you're currently making monthly payments?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And my wife, well, the business is under my wife and my name.
Not this business, correct?
No, we have a business, meaning we have another hotel.
Another hotel, okay. I think if you're comfortable adding yourself as a signer, not your wife, I don't really need her, but adding yourself, adding anyone that's related to the business that has current credit history could be very, very helpful in getting you the approval you want. But the game plan would be get you approved for the sign so you don't have to dump all this cash into it, because that's obviously a cash flow stress. See how much we can approve you for. For the working capital, we can go up to 250, but and see how much long-term financing we can put together for you, potentially, on the sign. Long-term potential on the generator. But here's my kind of thought that it's going in my brain. If we can get you approved for $60,000 for the sign and give you that cash back, then you having that cash in the bank actually makes the short-term financing something that potentially is doable, where it's really not doable if you don't get that money back. So I think there's a few ways to kind of help put together something to help your business as opposed to just a black or white situation. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah. And what kind of interest rate are we looking at?
On long-term financing?
Yeah.
So short-term unsecured financing, it's unsecured. So if you talk about cash, it's much more expensive and much more short-term than secured financing. So if you did 220, I can give you the approval right now for cash up to 250. So I can give you those terms, but this is on unsecured cash. The whole goal is to figure out a situation that kind of blends both worlds, because the payment, I think, is simply too high, if that's just my opinion. So if you, let me just quote you on 225. If you did 225 of cash, you would have a few options, but on an unsecured basis, your payback, the maximum term, is 18 months. The payback on that is 306. That has a micro payment, but the cash flow it costs per month, it's 17,000 flat.
Yeah.
And that's either with a weekly, where we do a weekly payment or a daily payment automatically from your bank account, but that's the cost for that loan. The cost, if we do long-term financing and we have some more credit history, I think we're going to be very comparable to the offers you've had before. But the whole goal here, no one's going to push you into a loan. If you don't like the loan, no big deal, no harm, no foul. But I think the goal here is to find something that's longer term. If you want to sign docs today, I can send you docs today for $225 for 18 months, but I don't think that's something you're interested in until you know what other avenues have explored, correct?
The reason why we're doing this is to support the business properly, not to make the business suffer, you know.
Yeah, correct. And so that's the whole thing. Yeah, in a wacky way, yes, after 18 months, you would be, if you're spending $8,000 a month, you would have negative $9,000 a month cash flow. So over 18 months, that's 90, that's 135. You'd be negative 135. But after 18 months, you'd have something completely paid off. You'd have the depreciation against it. You'd have the interest write-off. And then after 18 months, you'd be free and clear. However, I don't know if you're in a position where you want to go next. I don't know if it's attractive enough for you to save $9,000. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think it's a situation where if you can get something that's a little longer and a little more traditional, but at the same time not going to cause any problems, your goal, it sounds like, is your payment has to be under $8,000 a month, because you just need it to both make you money and also get the asset. I'm sure if your payment was $9,000 a month, you'd do it, because who wouldn't want to lose $1,000 to have something in 18 months that's going to cost, reduce their bill to zero? But let's do that. I mean, what I'd like to do is I think we should explore the sign option. And I think we should also, if you're comfortable, add you as an additional signer. And hopefully that can be helpful. I just don't think Patrick's boss was kind of understanding, honestly, what was going on. So I'm glad we had this call.
Okay.
Can I tell Patrick to look out for that email for you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll try tomorrow. Actually, my son's getting married, so...
Oh, congrats.
It starts on Thursday. So I'll try to push it. If I can get it together, then I'll get it out to you. So that's not a big thing.
All right.
So let me see what I can do. And it happens on Saturday. So my earliest after would be Monday, or I'll try to get it done by tomorrow for you.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
Bye.